Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Mike Cute.
Yeah. as well as legendary femme queen performance, the Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, the Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, the Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, icon Selvin Khan, legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagareen. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagareen. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagareen. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says, it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagareen. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, 3 grudge matches. 3 divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagareen? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagareen.
Wanna go down like London, London, London. Wanna go down like London, London. Mother.
You can vote. You have to vote like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady, you're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Oh no, I'm going to need more people to tune in and start playing games. But as the legendary Mother Khadija Kavossier would say, you know, my ass is my ass. But without further ado, we're going to get into a lot of juicy, juicy mess tonight. You know, the girls, you know, they call themselves reading and attacking people for my, you know, little soku, and I don't like that at all. So I have something in store, and let's get to it.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello, Prince.
J-Rock?
I am right here. I'm right here. I'm mad. I'm furious.
J-Rock, why are you mad? Did someone not obey a rule that you, did you tell someone to do a push-up or something?
No. I think they, you know, I'm mad at the D-list right about now. So.
Oh, right. Those who not shall be spoken of until we read them to suit. Yeah, do we have Tiffany on?
Tiffany?
Tiffany, come the bag for the day. You're enough. It's enough for the day. Tiffany, it's enough. No, but, Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello.
Devin, hello? Are you there?
Hey.
Hello, Devin.
Hello.
So,
how is cheerio.
Cheerio, yeah. So where should we start? Should I start with my little, I have a little scandalous.
Am I here?
You're here.
Are you here?
I'm stoned right now. I can't see.
As Rashida would say, you're here, but you're not there, but you're here.
Mark, I'm concerned about your stonage. You're going to need, because I'm your friend, I'm going to need you to stop getting stoned.
Well, just don't tag me in the post and add 100 other people in it. I really would be insulted.
I mean, do I need to tag the father of your house into a post and talk about you but not say your name?
Yes.
But put your picture there?
Yes.
Right.
You're concerned about her stonage. I'm concerned about her munchage.
Ooh.
Don't be concerned about that, Devin. I'm nationwide, boo.
That's a long list. We can't even get to that. We can't cover the whole show. We can cover, you know, maybe 3 episodes about how many. But have a caller, 404-444. I'm going to fuck you up for that number. 404-444.
That's a real number.
It is. I'm trying to remember who they said that was, though.
Is that I'm a woman?
That was 14,000.
444 is no longer there.
Right. So, yeah, Kelly, there's these two people in the chat room gagging that there's only two people there, but they're asking for you.
There are only two people in the chat room?
I don't know what for when you have a Monday night show and you talk about, you know, an hour, maybe 2 hours of nothing.
Macaroni and cheese and double dutch and...
What's in a name?
And who puts mustard in the custard?
They don't want to put mustard in macaroni, they put it in custard now?
Monday night is turned into Hell's Kitchen.
Apparently, but no, the chop basket. But you got mustard, macaroni, cheese,
you know,
make it work.
Today, a seagull actually shit it on me.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Where the hell is Tiffany?
Where is Tiffany?
She might be getting dressed. One of y'all click over and call her.
Sure.
Tiffany, we're going to need you to get on. You know, sweetie, you don't have to say anything. You know, I'm just ready.
I know she's still celebrating her birthday.
I'm hanging up this phone.
I can't wire.
I can't.
It's a little...
No, how about two-headed?
So
yeah,
that was just gross.
But with what?
No, but I can recall seeing one of them before. I've seen one of them.
Son of a bitch. I'm done.
Yeah, like walking down the street. They can make their coin if they escort.
Yes, they got
right.
The kids being good to date.
They can charge for two, right?
Right. $250 flat rate. Well, anyway, they can charge probably like $50 because you know the girls are having sex for gift cards from ShopRite and things these days.
Right. You know, the girls have been having sex for beef patties, you know.
Right. Hold on. I'm going to call Tiffany.
I just tried. I'm going to try again.
Jeez. So, you know, I had a topic. I was thinking about it yesterday, but, you know, I bloody forgot it.
Well, can we talk about contradictions? Because, I mean, were you, London, did you get into the post in the group, the other group?
No, not really. I'm not, you know, I block myself from there, so I only can see but so much.
It was a mess. We had the picture as a kiki for us in our group in the tea party, and all of a sudden it goes to the A-list as per Milan, and he tags Fred in it to let Fred know that his children are carrying on, which was Tiffany. But I'm still trying to figure out how the hell he got that picture.
Because it came from a spy. I don't even want to call him a spy. It came from a fucking rat that's in our room. Because that picture was never in the Chanel private room. It was in our room, and it was a fucking Kiki picture that she tagged her family in as a joke. So somebody
right.
in our room, but we won't do a house cleaning, but just know that we know, I know that who you are, and we have our eyes on you. But
you
can
know, if we have a mouse and you're listening, you know, just stop being a mouse because, you know, I can do research, and I can have Inspector Kelly find out who you are, and I would just read you to Phil.
Because we know it's one of those, it's an Avatar character, I'll tell you that much.
Avatar character?
It's, yes, because it's not a real picture. It's not, it's a, they're using the Avatar picture, and it's not them.
Wait.
Jason, you know exactly who it is that's leaking now?
I believe I know who it is, but I want them to stay in the room because it's one of their seven accounts. And we all know who has seven accounts. And what happened
right.
was they They came in our room and they started an argument with someone else in our room that got put out of another room. And they slipped up and they said something that only that person says. And that's when I figured out who it was.
Oh. Well, we're keeping them in the teapot.
Because because clearly if you had to make up a dummy account to be a part of our room, the
yeah,
field
that means
that
you
said,
really can't sit with us, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you can sit in that room, but you can't sit at our table.
Right.
So basically, they made a whole post about, you know, Tiffany and, you know, people were attacking?
Mm-hmm. Well, it started out as an attack. And it was like people wanted to pray for her and wanted to do an intervention. And
girl, y'all play too much.
And they wanted to pray for her. They wanted to do an intervention. And they were so concerned because they were her friends. And they nobody can do 6-8 balls. And I mean, really, come the fuck on. You have to be.
Did they get Sister Nicola to do a sermon?
J Rock, don't you live in Texas? Go lock on that bitch's door and head out the phone, please.
Well, I'm in Houston. She's not in Houston.
Well, drive fast.
So if you're so concerned, and my whole thing is that why is not, I mean, and Fred has spoke up, and I commend Fred for speaking up, but the picture needs to come down, because if it was a picture of one of the females in that house, whose name I will not say, doing Tina or talking about how they did coke or how about their back page ads.
Which they've done, yeah.
Right. Then don't come for this lady and be so concerned about her. If you sweep around your own front door, you wouldn't have to worry about anybody else's house.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the medium here where then you see a concern that a picture was posted by you. The picture was posted by you, the one who's so concerned that she may die or anything worse. You know what I mean? So, like, how are you that concerned, but you posted the picture?
So they pulled in the car.
How are you trying to make somebody heal themselves when you're putting them out there? Like,
right. That's my whole point. So where's the concern again?
Child, that's the Britney effect.
There was never no concern. That's the card she always plays.
Right.
That's just Milan. She wants everyone like her.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Milan to go pay his motherfucking car insurance for that Lamborghini that he got.
How you pay car insurance for a rental car from Avis?
Oh, right.
You can
save car insurance with Geico with the invisible car, can you?
Just saying.
I'm going to throw this phone out the goddamn window.
Right.
Hello, London, Jason.
Tiffany,
yes.
You're there.
Yes. Mom.
Yes, sis.
Mm. Are we all here?
Tiffany, girl.
We're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Tiffany, I've heard
it's
you
me.
Become.
It's me, Miss Tens across the board. Miss 6-8 balls are better. Are you ready? Because I'm
yes.
ready. I'm going to be along.
So you can't even enjoy your birthday without paparazzi.
Listen, I'm about to ring the alarm. I need everybody to get to the nearest phone, computer, or whatever you need to get to in the next 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now let's go. First of all, let me go the politically correct way first before I go the drama way. I want to apologize to my house of Chanel. I want to apologize to Jasmine or anybody if they think what I put up was wrong. You know, but at first it was a key. That's why I put the picture in there and I tagged the picture and I said brothers and sisters. I tagged Naima, I tagged Jason, I tagged Mark in the joke. It was a key. First of all, I don't think anybody can do 6-8 balls by themselves and wake up the next day to talk about it. Okay. That's the first thing.
Right.
No, I was not by myself. No, I was not doing 6 A-balls by my damn self, okay? A-balls, for the you who do not do drugs, is 3.5 grams worth of coke that costs $150 a A-ball. Let me just break you down to math, honey. Did I buy 6? You goddamn right I did. You added up. But I pay the cost to be the motherfucking boss where I'm at, okay? For whoever don't like it. My bills are paid. I have 2 cars. I'm in my own house. My kids go to private Christian education schools. And if you don't like what I do, oh, well, like I said, suck out my bloody-ass motherfucking pussy. That's the one that I got. Now, that was politically correct. Now, let me get on to you. First of all, Milan, you put this picture up in this group, and you attached, you know, my overall father, Fred, and, you know, I really felt like you put it up to get a key. But see, you didn't get that response because the queens love Tiffany, honey. Wherever I go, they love me. They flock to me. Instead of you getting the response that you was looking for, thinking the kids was going to read me, honey, they wasn't doing that. So when you didn't get that response, then you want to put, oh, no, I'm not trying to read her. She's my friend. I'm worried about you. I don't want you to OD. But saying I don't even know you. I've never met you a day in my motherfucking life. How can you say you are not trying to read me? But let me say this. If you're not trying to read me, I'm not trying to read you when I say this to you. I'm concerned for you as well. I'm concerned that you need to get a lawyer because you're out on bond, because you got locked up at the damn airport since you had a rental car, a Ford Focus, that you didn't even take back a whole month. You had a stunt a rental car. Now your ass out on bond because they locked you up at the airport. I'm concerned for you. You need to get a lawyer.
Bitch.
I'm your friend. I'm your friend, boo-boo.
Crying.
I'm worried for you. Okay?
I think
you're
the show
dead.
Is now over. Can
okay.
we all say goodnight?
No, we can't say goodnight. I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay,
I'm worried about people that's in your house. I'm worried about your leaders who put ads up, who snorts coke, who smokes Tina. Should I keep going? Are you looking
keep going.
In my Sanaya Ebony voice? Are you looking? Don't ever fucking come for me because I get along with everybody and I do shit for a key. But when you're trying to read me, you're really reading your motherfucking self. Honey, nobody reads people that's no sane person, honey, sits around and posts and takes raw dicks up their goddamn ass and puts it on goddamn computers and think that it's cute to look at, honey. Something has to be wrong with you. But I never got on this show, honey, and the kids rung you up, and I always try to say, okay, I'm going to be neutral because I know how you are about your little group. You talk shit about people, and then you take them out. You take them out. But today, honey, is another damn song, honey. My bills are getting paid. I'm not having no financial problems. I travel, and it's always in my own name. I never use no stunt shit. I don't stunt rental cars. I don't go to Arizona to buy Lamborghinis and profiles and stunt names, okay? How dare you ever come for me, any of you faggots. Don't try it on my motherfucking time. Now, if
this,
anybody
this
has any
table
questions,
has been shook.
If anybody has any questions, I'll be on here for the next 10 minutes because I am about to go to the strip club with my overall mother who came to Texas for my birthday. Yes, Ms. Dee Dee. And we're on our way to the strip club. So, see, I can't be on the show tonight, London, with all my cast. I love you guys. But I did all of that. I spent all that money, and I'm still about to go make it rain in the strip club. I'll take pictures for you guys so you can post and talk about that for tomorrow.
Bitch, my hair is laid like Tiffany tends a chop.
Wait, it's done shook the table.
Yeah, it's just like that. It's just like that.
Tiffany, I love you. I love you for that. I love you.
I'll stay on here for a few minutes. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question. I want to know why she was apprehended at the airport.
Oh, because she had a warrant out because she had rented a car from the rental car agency, honey. It was a Ford Focus, and she didn't take it back.
Bitch, you don't take back a Focus.
Focus, come on. But Tiffany, I definitely want you to be here for the list of my reads. I'm
bitch,
reading each
focus
and every
on your hard ass.
On the
okay,
A-list.
Well,
she's about to go watch Dingaling. She's about to go watch Dingaling Swing.
I'm going to the women's strip club, honey, not the men's strip club. I don't want to see them. Honey, that's where the men are. You late, honey. You need to be going there. You want to see some fine trade, baby.
I don't need to see no cologne.
Who is that, J-Rock?
Where was you?
Here. Baby, I went to Houston over the weekend, me and mother, honey, and some more of my friends and my, you know, brothers and sisters. I had my sisters and brothers come from New Orleans. You know, my love, Ambi Chanel, you know.
Yeah.
My other brother, you know, Jody, you know, Chanel, honey, the fashion junkie. Shout out to them. They came from New Orleans up. We all went to Houston. We went to the club. We had a party. We had a good time, honey. We was balling and shot calling. Chanel, you feel me?
And I'm pissed because Uncle Sam had me on lock the whole weekend. I wanted to see.
I was up there Saturday and Sunday, you know, and then I came back home to Austin yesterday. I came back yesterday, which was Monday. And I got up today, and, you know, I just did girly stuff. Let me tell you something else. I never knew that they was even reading me in that little group, honey, because let me tell you, I have been out doing things all day productive. You know, me and mother, we went and got nails and feet done. I mean, we went to Papa Do's to eat, you know, and then people just keep messaging me, and I wasn't even checking Facebook. So somebody had messaged me and was like, Tiffany, look in the group. You know, read these fags. They going off on you. Now, this is what they said. And then I had seen Naima put something talking about Jason, here it is. And, another thing, whatever bitch took that out the London group and gave it to Milan, or if Milan, you in there with a fake profile, y'all are late and fucking tired. Y'all are so, honey, go take your mixed vegetables, as my father said, honey. He said, y'all need to be worried about taking y'all mixed vegetables instead of worrying about other people's fucking business, okay? Now, back to what I was saying. I never knew they was in there reading me. And they was like, you need to go up. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So Jason was like, they're reading you in the D-list. I didn't know what he meant. Right. But I thought he was, like, I still didn't catch it. I'm like, what's the D-list? So then that's when that's when somebody put, you need to read what they had said. So I goes in there, and I see this 50 comments with a picture of me that I had put in the group, you know, as a key to, like I said, to Mark, Naima, and Jason. I see this big thing in there. And I'm like, oh, my God, all of y'all are reading it. Half of you that's reading this about me, you do coke your goddamn self. Honey, you fucking put up ads. You sell your dick and stuff, honey, for whatever price you can get. And you're sitting up here, and you're talking about what I do. Like, are you serious?
No,
like,
what really got me, sis, is when he said he don't know nobody that prostitute and do nothing raw. I said, are you fucking kidding me with this?
But I want to read the whole cast of the A-list of ballrooms. Someone give me a name so I can start, please.
Empress.
Well, let's start at the top.
Start at the top with the up-and-coming icon.
Well, how can you be an up-and-coming icon when you call in Missouri or Kansas, wherever the people say are asking to become an icon? You want them to deal.
So whatever happened to the nice black queen that used to wear mini skirts and see-through bags and had no body, like, but now you have an invisible Lamborghini, multiple personalities, and a very vivid imagination. I love it.
Honey.
That bitch's imagination runs wild because let him tell it, bitch. He is everything. He is grand. He has
I'm
it
telling
all,
you, he
but
got
I don't
the reading rainbow. He
sense.
Got the reading rainbow. Y'all remember reading rainbow? They would just create shit when they thought.
I never had a problem with Milan, you know. I never had a problem with him, you know. Even if we remember when people, I'd be like, I'm not going to go there with that man. You know, I don't want to get put out of the group. He's okay with me. My thing is this. Then you inbox me, okay? You inbox me this long-ass message, Milan, talking about, oh, sis, you know, I love you. I'm just worried about you. You know, you shouldn't do that much. I don't want you to have an overdose and blah, blah, blah. I had a friend that died from doing not even half as much as you. I'm like, bitch, first of all.
That's
because
they don't even have a tolerance level.
Well, first of all, all of that. What kind of fairy tale world we're living in? You love me, boots? Why do you love me, boots? I've never met you a day in my life.
You probably met his other he's another person. You know, he's many different people.
No, I just don't appreciate that because my thing is this. Milan, I never had a problem with you. I thought you were funny. You know, I posted in your group. Everything was a key, blah, blah, blah. We was cool, you know, blah, blah, blah. But my thing is this: you didn't put that post in there to your word about me. Because if you did, you would have inboxed me and said, "Tiff, I seen this post. You would have said, Tiff, I seen this post. I'm concerned about you. Do you need help? Do you know? I'm concerned." No, you put it in your group. Like just being so fucking late, just like you put that shit in there about Josh and Amaya business that didn't have nothing to do with no queens or no ballroom shit. You that was just late. You put that in there. You tried to get me read. You thought the kids was gonna read, but 185 comments later, that's how many comments I done got so far under the damn post. 185 comments later, honey, only about 10 of them were saying, Miss Thing needs some concealer for her nose. Oh, she must have been doing something bad if she needed 8-6, or she would be dead, or this, that, or other. Like, exactly. Anybody that knows anything, who can do that by themselves? Are you serious?
And Milan, you're just blacker than caviar. Black. And, you know, I don't know if anyone, you know, have said this or even welcomed him, but Camaro, welcome to America.
Oh my God.
I am very happy to be here.
You want to write my book?
Oh my God. Not a coming to America. He coming to America.
I have zebra for pet.
And wait, doesn't Vicky Gotti give you a highlighter that has blueberries on her face?
I'm over it. I'm over it, honey. Anybody want to comment? They have any questions?
And I chat with Jay Blahnik's head. You know, Batman can send the bat signal off his highly lubricated forehead. I can't.
Honey, I can't take all these fake ass foundations that people supposed to get jobs from, and then the fucking jobs ain't come through. But hey, you don't see me talking about that.
Yes. Isn't that the requirement when you come to Blahnik?
What, you gotta work for free?
Oh shit, and I have to get Fred. You remember the old saying, I know we all remember the old saying, you know, don't feed the wild animals. You know, R.R. said Fred, and you know, he bit R.R.'s hand off. I can't.
Honey, I'm not worried about these queens, honey. I did whatever I did. I spent whatever I spent. And now I'm jumping up and I'm about to go to the strip club, honey.
I mean, well, the
because
last time I said something about Icon
life.
And Seal, he attacked me, so.
Ooh.
I don't care. What can the people say, honey, that I can't already say about myself, honey? I'm fat? You damn right. Am I a pretty girl? You damn right, honey.
Hell
am
yeah.
I the fiend? You goddamn right. Honey, have you hoes want to try to eat this new woman pussy I got, but you ain't caught up yet. So don't come for me, bitches, okay?
Ooh, wait, I made a riddle. It's for Jack Mizrahi, right? It's a riddle. See if you can guess it. The one who reads the most is the worst at mathematics.
Okay, so now they're slow.
Now?
Well, then that might be a... Well, let me... I'm about to say, I was really about to go in, but you know what? I'm going to keep people and their mamas and honey, why you tried to sue your own mama out of it. But I'm going to just let that go.
Well, first you got to like your mama, or your mama got to like you.
Right.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay, so I'm just going to let that go, honey. But for anybody listening, yes, it was a key. I did that for my brothers, honey. You know, and my last, wanted them to laugh, and you know, like we always do, cut a fool in the London Tea Party, which everybody is dying to be a part of. Everybody wants to get in. Everybody wants to laugh and sit with us, honey, because we are the fun party girls. You understand? We are the fun girls. Period. It don't have to be
a right. And we have a caller. We have a caller at the party. 770-907.
That's it, Lionel.
What's up? This is Fred. Now, what was said, London?
Hello, Fred.
What's up, Tiff?
Hey, Daddy.
What's going on?
Hey.
I see Milan has sent for you.
He sent
for
me, but I sent him back
packing. So,
yes,
so how do you feel
yes.
about your co-host sending for you guys?
Oh, it's Milan. To know Milan is to know Milan.
Well, we don't know Milan.
Daddy, you hit it right. You hit it right on the head. To know him is to know him. I mean, you're giving all this. I'm worried about you, baby. I never met you a day in my life.
No, I don't even know you.
No, it was funny. The majority of the comments was made that was real funny to me. Like, for real. Like, y'all bitches. For real, y'all wait patiently by y'all phone for money. And y'all trying to read somebody.
Who's outspending money? Y'all waiting for old white men to croak, hopefully hoping that they're going to leave y'all something in their will.
No, you're not about to let him slide on that. Who's sitting by their phone waiting patiently for money?
If they start shooting, I'm going to
Wait, we have a caller, 267-902, you're live on the air.
Oh, y'all just gonna pay it.
Hello, everybody.
Child, I'll be down there at Freya Ass in Atlanta by the end of this
we
day.
We have a caller, Dave. Hello.
Hi, everybody. This is Nicole DeBaluna.
Hey, that's what you give me.
Stop. Nope.
Wait,
nope.
I have to really say something. Y'all are making this fucking night hot as ever. Oh my God, you. Tiffany, I'm living for you right now.
Thank you.
Wait, did I forget about Harold?
Well, good because I love him.
Why are y'all going in like this? Like
someone
please, Charlie,
in the middle of
Harold needs to back up because Tuesday night is the number one show now.
Oh,
thank you. Tonight.
Y'all gonna have that lady call it
y'all
in.
That's the
sweetest thing you've ever said.
It is.
London, I swear, y'all is making this hot and fire. I could not get through.
Somebody invite Nicole to the tea party. She just earned her way into the tea party.
Okay, Mom. Thank you,
Jason. No, not too comfortable yet. No.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, I love all y'all. It's all have fun, baby. But y'all is fucking hot.
All right, Nicole, you're pending approval. You're pending.
Fred, I have a question for Fred. Fred, since you're a co-host and everything with Milan, would you happen by any chance to be riding in his Lamborghini when it comes?
I thought it was a Ferrari.
We thought it was a Lamborghini.
Sorry now, is it a Ferrari or a Lamborghini?
Well,
Wait, we know it was a Focus.
Let's get the details the way it went. The video says, she said in the video they had a Porsche while they were getting while she was getting the Lamborghini. She didn't know the exact word for it, so I'm going to give her the exact word. The word is detailed, Milan. You're getting the Lamborghini detailed. I don't know why they didn't tell you that
when you went to the store,
but when you went to the dealership, they should have told you the name of the word was detailed. You're getting your car detailed. She said accessories. She said accessorized. Girl, the word is detailed. You're getting your car detailed. Now, so I don't know what she's going to do after she get it detailed. Maybe she'll drive it to Atlanta. Maybe she'll pick Fred up. And, you know, they'll go to Candy World together.
I'm too big to get in a Lamborghini.
My daddy got his own vehicle.
Pretty soon, Milan's going to be too big to get in that Lamborghini.
Child. He get any more Play-Doh putting that ass.
Well, see, that's the whole part about getting the detail. When you get the detail, you can get something cool.
Wait a minute, it's this silver Focus outside my house. It's been sitting
here
for the last couple of days now.
It is?
Yeah, it's a silver Focus that's been sitting in front of my house for the last couple of days.
Bitch, I'm going to throw this phone out the goddamn window.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard her.
And I called the police about it because the alarm keep going off.
Oh, well, baby, they called the police, too, hence the warrant when you went through the airport. Duh.
You didn't learn nothing when she got all those Chrysler. Oh, let me not say that.
Let me not say that because
the girls go after me, they be mad.
Oh, she knows for her work. Yeah, right.
Hey, Father Fred, don't you get in that car, you're going to end up getting locked.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Don't get in that Lamborghini with Milan. Don't let him trick you.
My dad don't need to get in that car, honey.
A Lamborghini.
Come on, y'all. Let's be for real.
They must be shipping piece by piece from Japan. That's what they're doing. They're shipping piece by piece from Japan.
You know.
So by 2018, the whole car.
I know. Listen, honey, we're not gonna spend all this time on Milan. We know she's.
Do they make Lamborghinis in Japan?
She's getting her Lamborghini flew in with the money she got off of Baywatch, okay? So listen, we're not going to take all our time to do all this, okay?
Off of Baywatch?
No, she used the money from Baywatch to film The Black Claw.
Okay.
What happened to the series?
And
why
she
is
paid,
y'all
and she
y'all
paid
really,
her,
really
and she, pay, and
a lot
she
of time
paid her
online.
Actors and ads.
I don't even want to talk about
that. Yeah, we're spending quite a bit of our radio time on The Black Knight.
Not The Dark Law.
Did you say The Fag Knight?
For my
but
mother,
no,
mother,
I've,
father,
you know,
father,
I've
I will,
done a
I will
eight
get her.
Balls. I've done a couple eight balls with Temperance before she's walked and won a couple balls. So she,
oh, my God.
She,
oh, my God.
So
oh, my
London,
God.
So, London, where is this list you're supposed to be reading us?
By all means, get started.
Oh, I was skimming through it, but you guys wanted to talk over me. That's why Fred called in, because he heard his name.
No, actually, I called in because they told me Tiffany was reading Milan, so I had to get on and see what was going on.
Daddy, they didn't call you and tell you that, did they,
ma'am? No, they posted it in the group. They said, Tiffany is reading Milan. I said, oh, well, let me get on. I had to do that speech.
Milan, I know you're listening. Hello.
Now, Fred, I have a question for you.
What's going on?
Milan has a habit of when anything Balonic related is putting his rum, it disappeared. Out of respect for the friendship that he has for you, I think Tiffany's picture in that post needs to come down.
I mean, I got keys to the room. I could have took it down if I wanted to, but I feel like, you know, everybody got a right to say what they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we grown adults, so, you know, and Tiffany handled herself in a manner well, you know. She said what she had to say, and I said what I had to say. And, you know, anybody got a problem with it, too bad.
Yeah, I mean, because you know what? The picture is up there, but it's like a whole bunch of pictures we all got up there, too. You know what I mean? Or we done put out. So we might as well just say
I'm
it.
I'm not pressing or bothered.
All right,
you said
no pictures out.
Was a key.
Yeah.
Listen, I was a key. I'm not pressed nor bothered by the picture, honey. I said what I had to say, and that's all it is. And that's, honey, what did Joe, what's his name say from Lean On Me? That's why I put them bitches out, and that's all I got to say about it.
But you know, if Milan has respect for a house he's in, you know, he shouldn't post anything about his house because he was in every one of them, wasn't he?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, that does sound about right.
Right. So, Fred, wasn't he a Chanel?
Yeah, he was.
She was a Chanel.
I mean, it was a lot of other things. Don't just put him in Chanel. I mean, he was a lot of other houses. I mean, 10 or 12.
Well,
you have to realize
that he was a Chanel because he was supposed to be mother, and then Shay Shay gave him that ass foo fucker after his ball flopped and told her that's the reason why she was mother and she never will be. But you know, and that's the reason why Fred is on the floor because he knows that's true.
No.
Honey, well these kids are crazy. I mean, I'm sure they're gonna talk about me when I hang up. But honey, me and mother is about to go make it rain at the strip club, honey. No, I'm saying I'm about to hang up because I told her I'm going to the strip club.
No, don't have fun for me and no women.
Right,
club.
Tiff, make
you
sure you
crazy.
Post a new picture of your nose.
No, I'm
make sure you have a mustache this time, a white mustache.
And do not go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh,
there's no problem.
This is not milk.
Yeah.
And I wish the motherfucker would post my picture with a blunt in my mouth. I wish the motherfucker would.
Honey,
I wish the motherfucker would post a picture with a drink in my
hand. I'm going to see the boys in the club, honey, and I'm going to let it do what it does, honey.
Yes, honey, shake them titties. Make them give you their money.
Y'all a mess, honey, but I love all my cats and dad.
Tiffany, are you going to get on the stage tonight?
Oh,
birthday?
No, honey. They don't have enough coins for me, honey. I mean, I need the big bucks, no whammies, honey. I don't get up there and show these goodies.
Them bands will make you dance.
You're going to hear
exactly.
It, child. About 1 o'clock, you're going to hear it.
They say they throw quarters when you get on stage.
They throw quarters?
Yeah, they call you coins.
No, they don't.
Listen,
they call that this cocoa powder.
Listen, we appreciate the kind of money that jingles, but I'd rather have the kind that folds. Don't ever try me, okay? Get quarters. They got quarters, okay? I get the ones that folds, okay? J-Rock, stay in your hot leather-ass pants place.
You could fold.
Not tonight. I'm in rare motherfucking form.
Iconic. I'm
so is that what
happened
to Maya? She was riding in that Focus.
Oh.
They was riding
Maya
around and they was getting it. Yeah, they
because Maya
getting,
was
right.
supposed to be part of that show.
Ooh.
Oh, Tiffany, your baby father hit me up. I don't know why. He said, don't spend his child support money at the strip club.
Again?
I know. No, I bought that on a six. I spent that on a 6-8 ball. Let them people tell it.
Oh.
Lord, that been gone, honey. Shit, I spent that already.
Now, you know, mother's going to the club, honey, to spend her hard-earned money that she works for, honey.
That's right, bitch.
Government
tax. Yeah. You know it.
And
well,
I will call in to check you guys and see what's going on, hopefully before the show ends. But until then, honey, I have to go beat this mug with this mat. And I will just, you know,
my
talk to you guys later.
Give a round of applause, my sister, the legendary Snow Buddy herself, Miss Motherfucking Tiffany Crisscross.
Yes,
damn.
Exactly, honey.
Miss
exactly.
Motherfucking, I'm riding out of here in a real car that belongs to me, and I have to take in the deed.
Right, thank you.
Not no
thank
focus
you.
On that.
Thank you. Now we'll all talk to you later. Good love, good night, and love you all. Love you all. Bye-bye.
We wish you many powder.
Bye.
And Tiffany, make sure you have a talk with your kids so they won't sue you in the future.
So we got it.
I will do that, honey. I will talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye. All
right.
Julian Noir.
That was legendary. I like those types of things.
Now, listen.
Bitch, the word for today.
Wait, Nicole, Bella De Uno. Wanted to get. I was about to read, but I caught myself. Nicole, are you there?
Wait, yes, ladies,
okay,
gentlemen. Oh my God, I am gagging right now. Are you serious? A four focus?
Economy cars. Don't hate on the economy.
Girl.
She's
Nicole,
a hybrid.
You better get put out that rum. You better. You don't want to.
I
you
don't
better,
care. That's not
you
even
you don't
want
to. Don't,
car.
Girl. You don't want to come over to the dark side. You better stay where you are.
Right. You really don't want to do
but
that.
But that's not even an economy car. What is that?
Girl,
it's
first of all, how she get that hard ass? The seats in a Focus are hard.
Girl, I don't know. She was up towards the ceiling.
The seats
and
I'm sorry. I am 6'4". And my big Jigglypuff ass don't even like sitting in a seat in a Focus.
I have to honestly say all the days and everything and weeks that y'all read me, baby, the night made up for it.
Hey, no, that, you know, that full Focus is probably, you know, for a stunt double for her show that she had.
Girl, they don't have Ford Focuses in Africa. They ride
babe,
around on zebras and giraffes.
Like she got the Lamborghini.
So wait a minute. What about all them pictures that she posts with the stacks of thousands and thousands of dollars? That's not real?
Photoshop
no.
is a wonderful thing. And I thank you.
I'm gagging right now. Y'all lit this fucking
just a little bit
show
of change,
fire.
Just a little bit of spa shopping change, just a little bit of spending change, just a little bit of shopping change, girl.
But I was really wondering where is the Lamborghini or the Ferrari or whatever.
No, wait, the money, I know where the money goes. I remember having a conversation with Milan, and he said that he spends it on getting Tempest's face involved.
Oh my God!
That's this goddamn
y'all
ball.
Not
the ball.
Right.
Up there, yeah.
So wait, he's not a model and a pastor and all that.
A pastor.
He's a seat filler, an actor. He's a seat filler at the award shows.
That is the new actor model is the new word for escort or porn star.
That was always the word.
Well, that means I'm a producer.
Oh, so that's a, I guess that's a classy word of putting it. Upscale.
So when you, so if you go on Backpage or Grindr, Adam, and you see somebody and they say that they're actor, model, professional dancer, they're
right.
a stripper, they're escort, or they're doing raw porn.
Right, or even if they're a masseuse.
Yes, that one too.
Right.
No, no, no.
Raw porn.
So they're going to give you a massage. They're not going to do nothing extra.
Girl, they going to give you the happy ending.
Smoking dope.
Y'all lit this fucking
yes,
night.
We better have
35
callers in
the
queue. I mean, in the room. Shout out to everybody in the attendance chat room because those numbers are going up.
Shout out to the fucking
tea
party.
Thanks to that 8-ball. Thanks to that 8-ball I had. It really helped me out with the show tonight.
Okay, so let's get on to London.
Them 24 blunts that I smoked, them 3 mollies I just swallowed, and this half a fifth of Jack is really kicking in.
This entire motherfucking fifth of Bacardi I just had straight is done. I'm ready to go.
Now I need me some mixed vegetables.
Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed vegetables with a cold pop.
Yes, because it's
Jason,
a barbecue. Yes.
I
want
to tell you something, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting on the computer right now, and I am unblocking you immediately and friend requesting you, and that goes for Mark, too.
And I am going to accept it, Nicole.
I never deleted you.
And I am going to accept it, Nicole. No shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Bad news, you guys.
What? Did one of
my
law cheeks just flatten?
No, Maya was just found in her rocking chair with doo-doo stains in her drawers.
But wait. Why are y'all lighting up Tempera? She's sweet.
Oh, I have nothing against
her.
I have nothing against that
one.
No,
I love her. She's lovely. She just needs
I don't have anything. This is not about her.
She needs to stop hanging around those Nazi butch queens, and she'll
but
get
But I don't think she was in No 4 Focus. I can't see her in No 4 Focus.
So I can see a girl in anything that moves on with you.
No shade. She just reminds me of being too classy for that.
At
least
the
Toyota Camry. I mean, they could have upgraded to, like, a midsize.
They could have at least got a Kia.
Why, a Kia Sophia?
A Kia is better than a fucking Focus.
No, a RAV4 or a RAV4. She would be cute. Her hips,
maybe
she's though.
Mad American.
But where is the Lamborghini?
It's being shipped over piece by piece. The whole entire car will be here in the year 2000 and never.
And then just go get
They sent it in the box with instructions on how to build it. Milan is actually building it in the current
Wait moment. A minute. Please, I need some help right now because I'm really not that good at Facebook. How do I unblock people? Tell me now.
Go to your block list and then just have to find out names.
Please, I need you.
And then you can't. All right, so everybody, what y'all think? Who y'all think gonna be the house with the most trophies at Candyland? No shade.
No
shade.
Anthony.
Con. I think Con.
You think Con?
I'm thinking Con.
Chanel.
I think the Prodigies keep going with their.
I think the Prodigies can be up there. Prodigies are up
definitely.
There.
Oh, definitely.
Anthony.
Okay, manager.
But wait,
can
the
walk
you know
the
Mizrahis. The Mizrahis walk all the free advertisement for no balls.
No.
Oh, yeah. London, I just unblocked you too, baby.
Oh, lovely. Now I have to see your picture. God, I just can't.
And you know what? Y'all can read me all night, and I will allow
Nicole, it. I mean, you, Nicole, you, I am so past. It is, I am so past
no,
reading
Jason,
you.
No, Jason, listen. Y'all can
really
read me all fucking next week. I will allow it because tonight you gave me my life.
Mm-hmm. I done moved on a big, not that you weren't a big fish. I just moved on.
He just moved on to synthetic shit.
Good night.
Yeah, Sonny, I'm right.
God.
This is the year of make believe.
Oh, true.
London.
Jason, friend request me. I just unblocked you, and you too, London.
Nobody got time for that. London.
Oh,
come on, Mark. Don't do that, boo.
Wait, I'm looking up.
That was J-Rock.
J-Rock, do I have you blocked, too? Because you're getting unblocked.
Baby,
man,
you never
she
had
blocked
me.
The whole case.
Oh, I was never your friend?
She blocked the whole goddamn case.
I did.
Just one more every
day. I don't think I'm blocked. I cannot.
She never blocked me because we were still friends on Facebook.
Yes, because she was going to get in her truck and come to Philly and fuck you up. She was coming. She was coming
to
Jersey to wear you out, bitch.
Mark, no, we're still friends on there, Mark. I never blocked you.
I never blocked you.
With that mob money, can you help Milan get his Lamborghini?
Oh, bro.
Uncle Vinny.
Stop, I just choked on my cigarette.
Yes, get one of the good fellows to get him a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get in touch with
one
Big
of the wise
Ian
guys.
To see what
I believe you get one of the wild.
Milan is related to the Motown mogul, Barry Gordy.
Indirectly.
C.K. Jackson married Barry Gordy's daughter, Sherry, in September 2008. All this time, Milan has been going around saying he was Barry Gordon's nephew. But his uncle Clifford C.K. Jackson married Barry Gordon's daughter Sherry. So that's not your uncle, Milan. That's not your uncle. Come on.
Bitch, you don't knock on a bridge door and don't think we going to knock back.
I don't even smoke weed and I feel like I'm high.
Wait, is anyone out there that's good with Google and finding a way to get rid of a black mark on the middle of your forehead?
Oh. Black mark on the middle of your forehead.
Arrow.
Is Naima here? Where is Naima?
You know.
Well, maybe
Naima.
Maybe they're Muslim.
Maybe he's a Buddha. Come on.
Maybe he's an alien.
Like a Buddha.
Oh yeah, Milan did bring that up in his group.
What?
Say he's
you
an alien.
UFOs and aliens. Do we believe in aliens?
Why is Rick safe and Precious's body? I can't.
Wait. Y'all
is
say
Fred still with us?
But wait a minute. Y'all saying Milan brought up, do y'all believe in aliens and stuff like that in his
group? Yeah, last night on his show.
Bitch, I think he said the aliens abducted him and pumped his body.
And y'all read my fucking cheek.
Oh,
God. Bitch.
Y'all know, and you know it's all a key, but... Milan, at least he just put it all within the body. Like, you really carry with your cheeks, mama. Like, that is a lot. That's a lot.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I did.
Okay.
You know, but that was
right,
she
requested when she, you know, puts her tongue in her cheeks and finds food that she ate 3 months ago.
Oh, don't do that,
Nicole, you know,
nice.
Thank you for
we
being,
like
you know, listener,
nice.
That, you know,
oh,
listen, no matter what.
Yeah, that's true.
We love
be
you.
Nice.
So instead
be
of being
nice,
genetic,
London.
Instead of being
I know,
pro,
it was just a last key for the night for you.
All right. Be nice, though, okay?
So
okay,
before,
so London, we need to get to your
so
list.
Before you go, we would just like to say we like you. Before.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like adding you to the tea party, but,
did
you know.
Before.
Wait a minute. Repeat those words again, J-Rock.
Before. You go. Before you go.
I'm hanging
no,
up right
what
now.
You say after that?
What?
That Jason loves you.
Oh, okay.
I said, who?
Before I go out.
What about
yeah,
what?
That was going
wait, is that Latoya Jackson, Milan's aunt? Who's that?
Ah.
Oh, well, isn't he related? He's a descendant from Shaka Zulu, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I love y'all.
I see my poster's gone.
Listen, I'm my old grandpa. My bitch, I'm done. This is how we get to these points.
So, I was going to go to the casino tonight. I'm so
glad
that I didn't go.
He put his on his celebrity family members. I can't with him.
He did what?
He tried to pull a queen cunty scam on his celebrity family members.
How?
So wait a minute. Girl, honestly, you have to realize I haven't been out in a very long time. I really believed that he was an actor and all that.
He is an actor.
He is.
He
made
took
you
nine dicks in his ass at once.
He made you believe about
nine
that
raw dicks in his ass. He is an actor.
Jason, that tongue is so spicy.
He is king motherfucking power bottom of the year. He gets that motherfucking award. He took nine dicks in his ass raw. He paid for them. They held their nose. They stuck their dick in his horrible garbage-smelling mouth. They fucked him in his ass and his mouth. They took him, fucked him upside down, inside out, and he said, give me more. Simba, I want more. Show me the father.
Where's the black claw?
Who is that?
That was the Black Claw. Y'all didn't see that part in Black Claw? Oh, my God. I'm the only person that saw the raw version of Black Claw.
Are you serious?
So wait, you saw the behind the scenes, you know?
Y'all didn't get to see the behind the scenes.
No.
Oh
my God!
I lost that.
How am I the only one that saw the behind the scenes when them nine men that had on them straw skirts that they don't even fucking wear in Africa with that gray duct tape on their motherfucking chest with that synthetic wig wearing hair on their motherfucking heads and them African accents that came in and out? How the fuck am I the only motherfucker on this phone that saw them nine niggas to bend him over that African bush and hop him? Like a monkey.
Where is this video?
Norm, you know what, Jason? I want to tell
Jason,
you right
you
now
are not right.
That I hate you, bitch. Because normally I'm the one doing that, and you stole my fucking rant, bitch. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
I told y'all was I am not Jason today. My name is Prince Bridge. When you let the prince out the bottle, this is what the fuck you get. I am Prince Bridge tonight. Jason is asleep. This ain't got nothing to do with Jason Malik Dashing Hines. This is all Prince Bridge. You want it, you got it. You don't fuck with mine. You don't fuck with Tiffany. You don't fuck with London.
It.
You don't fuck with Mark. J-Rock, Dev, you don't fuck with the Bridges.
And now you don't fuck with Nicole de Bella Uno.
You shook the wrong, you came knocking at the wrong motherfucking door today.
Where is Kelly? She needs to be on here.
Kelly is at Vogue Nights.
How did you do an entire 4-part series summarize it to what you're
No, but I thought the moral of the story was them trying to find a missing ball.
When that bitch started looking with that infrared gaydar, bitch, I was done. I stopped watching after that.
I am concerned for your acting ability. How are you able to get up after taking nine dicks in your ass? How are you able to get up and walk? I'm concerned for your bowels. I am concerned for the walls. How are you able to hold yourself and go to the bathroom? I am concerned. If you are listening, inbox me because I am concerned for your health. I am concerned for that man that is paying your rent. I am concerned for the. I am concerned.
Jason, you are not right. I'm sorry.
I am not. This
am
is not Jason.
Wait, 3-4
oh, wait,
seven.
Wait, I'm
three,
sorry.
One, six. Wait, Nicole. 347-316. You're live on the blade. 347-316. I hear the porno in the background.
Hello, Miss London?
Yeah.
So you're gonna just beat me in. This is Kiana Icon. Yes. Hello.
Yes. No swag. One sharp.
Oh, so y'all just beat me in, honey. Oh, now. I love it, though. But how y'all ladies feeling, and gentlemen?
Hey, what's up, Kiana?
I'm a woman.
Good to see you. All right, y'all got me up on it. Ooh.
How are you doing?
I love it.
I'm talking about Snow White.
What's the tea?
We're talking about Snow White in the Seven Dwarfs series.
I'm not into animals no more. Once I lift my baby,
another cigarette.
That's it. Like,
we got it.
No, but really, but the basic topic was we was just reading the A-list show because they came for Tiffany Tinsley.
Oh, see, I wasn't even listening to all that either. Though. I'm sorry. I just like to listen to what y'all be going through and stuff. You know, entertainment for the night to make my night go a little short.
Of course.
But we're up for new topics. If you have any?
What is this?
My ass with my ass.
My ass is my ass. The legendary.
I can't.
Hi, Nicola, you're live on the air.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
I just wanted to let y'all know that y'all is carrying tonight.
Yes.
What's up, Naima?
I'm not carrying anything. I want you to focus. The key word is focus.
So says he is going to light you in the name tomorrow, honey. In the
girl,
A-list.
she's got to focus. Focus on this. Focus on that. Focus on them nine dicks that was in your back.
Oh my God,
Naima.
Hey, Lord,
she sound like Maya Angelou. She a poet.
You came knocking for Tiffany. You could come for anybody but the females on this show. You can come for me. I can hold my own. You can come for Mark. You can come for J-Rock. You can come for Deb. But you leave the same way she...
You can come for London. Yeah.
The same way she defends Temperance in her house, that's how we are about Tiffany. Tiffany can hold her own, but you don't do that. I'm so concerned. Bitch, what was you concerned about? Was you concerned about them bitches that had you bend over when you did that, when you came for Janie?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I am gagging. When you come for the bridges, you need to watch, mother fella.
Oh.
And it's no shade. She can ban me from her room the same way she has 7 million accounts that she argues with herself under. I can make 7 million.
I want to know, does that count as multiple personality syndrome?
Yes,
well, when you got Play-Doh in your body, I'm sure your brain starts to act up. I guess tomorrow she's going to put my picture up and say, I'm big, I'm fat, I'm four-eyed, I'm buck teeth, I'm like, but I'm still here in my Miss Sophia voice, bitch, I'm still here.
I thought she was pumped with foam.
Y'all girls is teeing tonight.
What's in them ass cheeks, mustard?
I thought it was fiberglass.
I can't no more.
I thought it was stuff that you insulate the walls
Jason,
with.
Not Jason, Prince. So you're telling me that she's leaving droppings everywhere she go now?
Oh,
not stuff.
Child. She's the, I would call her the Easter Bunny.
Oh, not a little piddle. Not the poodle got a piddle, bitch.
Here come Peter Cottontail.
Oh, Cottontail.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, cotton is soft.
See.
Here come Peter Cement ass.
They must have pumped her ass with crunchy peanut butter from Jill.
You is really going in tonight, Jason.
My name is Prince, girl. Jason is asleep.
This is Prince.
Oh. I feel sorry. I mean, if you got all that in your ass, I feel sorry for the man dick you ride.
No,
that
no,
has
no,
got
no,
to
you're
hurt.
Concerned. You're concerned. You have to be concerned.
You are concerned. You are concerned for that 80-year-old white man.
Okay,
you are
well, that is
the
London.
Well, regardless of what he
I
got
just
his
got
ass,
a text to clear the line.
Don't
I just
man,
got
man,
a text
man,
to clear the line. Someone is trying to get on.
Who?
Let me try to clear the lines a little bit.
Okay.
How many minutes do you have on your computer?
Oh my God! Don't try and blood that. I knew
y'all,
you were doing.
Forever, forever,
okay.
ever.
I can't.
Who's trying to get on the line?
Y'all, it's not gonna talk about that email.
And
I
wasn't gonna say this, but I'm gonna say it now. I called and listened to that show yesterday. I hung up on that show 4 different times and was able to get back on.
I told you that. That's what I did. Because he said, oh, my God, you can't get through. This is the number one show. So I said, let me try to call in. I called in, hung up, called back, hung up. So I said, bitch, every time I call on Monday night, I can never get into Kelly's show.
Hell no, I'd be sitting there by 11:15 first.
Which I got to start doing that because I show missed the show last night.
Okay.
that man be gagging me. The show you were about to listen to is cool. Like
this. Oh, J-Rock talked in his Navy voice tonight.
And especially the bitch that's at the end that says, are your bills telling us? No, I hate that.
Oh, girl.
Are you looking for cosmetics?
Right, the CEO texted me and said someone is trying to get on, so whoever's trying to get on, call in now or tell them to call in now. What?
Thank you.
So call in if you're trying to get on.
The new topic is called I'm Concerned. For those of you who are just tuning in.
Right.
So what should we all be concerned about each other about? Because
I'm concerned, you know, when you go abroad to pay your rent, that everybody comes that you're expecting.
I'm concerned when you throw a ball and 10 minutes into the ball, you shut your ball down.
Oh.
I'm concerned for this caller. 312-80.
Hello, this is Milan and Rodney, Icon Rodney and Legendary Milan. What's going on, people?
Hello, Milan.
Hello, Icon Milan and Legendary Rodney.
No, that's
not
it.
Hey, Rodney.
I wanted to call in because I wanted to say something to Tiffany. Now, Tiffany, you know, whatever I posted inside the group was something that you posted it, and I just reposted it. That's number one. And number two, you know, when I was posting that, it was very much out of the concern of you doing too much. Now, you know, I have house members, friends, and everybody, a lot of people that I even deal with that does certain type of drugs. But when they do it excessively, like, if, say, for instance, if I was at a club with you and you were drinking too much, I wouldn't hand you your car keys and hand you another bottle of liquor for you to drink. And all I was trying to say to you, basically, is that sometimes somebody needs to be there to tell you enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you took me of what I posted as me trying to read you or comfort you or comfort anybody that does drugs, but that really wasn't the case. And I just wanted to tell you that personally on air, online, so you can basically hear from me.
Oh, that's
right,
sweet.
But, she would thank you, but she's not. She's at the club right now. She's
right.
Off the
thank you for being able to be out of so concerned that you were able to post a picture of her doing blow in your room to ask her why she was blowing your
It was no picture of her doing blow. It was a picture that she posted saying that her nose was ripped up basically from doing whatever she was doing for 2 days, and she did a lot of it.
It was a Kiki in our group, and we had the picture up Ken with her. We commented on it, and 10 minutes later, it's in your group, and it's already at 42 comments.
So since we have you here, Milan, can you tell us who your spy is in our room?
I can't hear you. What you say?
So can you tell us who your spy is in our room? Because that picture was only in our room.
I mean, I can't tell you my spies because that's not, you know,
But you can admit that there is a spy in our room that gives you out.
I can't even. You know what, Rodney? Thank you guys for calling in. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Wait, did he thank us for calling in?
I think so.
He's got a dumbass. He's
going to
be glad.
Only in Belaz world do we have to be thanked for calling in.
Now, y'all tell me that that was not delusional. Tell me that
Wait, where's Rodney? Are you there?
No, Rodney's gone.
Rodney, you get your ass on this goddamn phone right now.
Wait, was Rodney supposed to be Big Henry standing there?
That was his bodyguard, and I'm like, why is Rodney on the line?
Only in Belaz world are we thanked for calling in.
I can't.
Only.
But you heard it here. You heard it here. He has spies in our room.
You fucked him up because when you said, will you let us know what the spies, he said, well, I'm not going to let you know who my spies. He fucked himself up because you're telling us you have a spy. Thank you for calling it. Man, what's wrong with you?
And my job for tonight is done. I am putting the prince back in his bottle in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I can't.
Son of a bitch. Only tonight can we be thanked for calling it. I don't care. That was the leader tonight. I don't give a fuck what the fuck y'all say.
We should call in to people's shows. Tell them thank you.
Tell them thanks for calling in. Hey, I'm calling the A-list on Monday.
You know
I'm going to be like, girl.
You know what? I'm going to start calling in. Everybody's showing. Say, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
And I thank you that Milan is the legend and Rodney is, no, the Milan is the icon. And
icon
Milan
and
Rodney
is the legend.
I died.
Oh, no. Who did that? Was that London? Oh gosh, that was like wrestling.
That was like back in the day. It was giving me very much Ted DiBiase and Virgil. Bitch, no.
He was like, I have the icon Rodney Prodigy on the line with me. I'm like, for what?
For what though?
Oh god.
You know,
I don't think he was with him.
I'm going to be so stoned after this show that there will be no aftermath.
Okay. I'm going to be so drunk after this show because there will be no aftermath.
I thank y'all for coming to my house.
Girl.
I thank y'all for calling in.
Wait, we have a caller. Well, no, we don't.
Girl.
Wait, we have a commercial, so going into recording mode, I guess.
Okay. Who watching a baseball game?
Who trying to be a boy?
The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster, for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Many grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, Open to All Foot and Eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman. That's right, and in special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Dee Dee Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, 3 grudge matches. 3 divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes. History will be made once again. Gagoween.
I'm very concerned for those who, you know, don't call in before the show goes into record mode.
Okay.
So,
I'm very concerned for the Ford Focus company.
Hello?
Oh, shit. No,
hello?
But I actually drove in a Focus before.
I drive a Focus at work. That's what the government vehicles are.
Am I still
They're actually very nice.
I thought you drive tanks.
Yeah. I thought he drove ships.
Well, I'm a sailor.
I know y'all better say something to me.
Wait, Devin. All right, we have Devin, J-Rock, Mark.
Oh, okay.
Jason or Prince, which one?
Prince is done, so it's Jason now.
Oh, so it's Jason.
Hey,
okay.
Jason.
Oh,
no.
I'll call it in.
Do we still have new up-and-coming legend, Nicole Ornatabello?
If you happy and you know it, clap your
Naima,
hands.
Naima, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Thanks for calling
okay.
in.
Oh.
private caller. You're live on the air.
Thanks for calling in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Oop, that sounds like Maya.
Maya.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, is it cool? Yeah.
Bitch.
Maya,
I
going
woke up to go
shoot.
Give me
Maya,
a cold
on her, okay?
Somebody was barbecuing.
My Lord,
that
the dead
get,
has a
that
reason.
That bitch don't get no intro. She don't get no intro. Oh, hell no. I'm shaking the table. This bitch don't get no intro.
Well, you're right. She don't get no intro.
That bitch ain't been here since she told me we was going to call that boy. And here it is a month later, and she's just showing up. Bitch, what grave you come out of?
She's a missionary. She was overseas.
Child, see, that's what the Gagaway promo do. It make people rise from the dead.
Okay.
First. No, she was actually freezing her body for a couple of months. Maya, would you like to say something, sweetie? We miss you.
Yes, how's everybody doing? Hello.
How
hey,
are
Maya.
You?
Yes, with the tea.
So we are concerned.
That you have been missing way too long.
You're shitting on yourself in the wheel, in the rocking chair.
Is that TJ?
No.
Who's that?
No, we haven't heard from TJ as long as we haven't heard from you, Maya.
And I thank you. Yes, I've just been a little busy.
You're in the rocking chair and you're shitting on yourself.
No, but Maya, really, where have you been? Have you just not been filling us, or what was it?
No, I've, like, really, really, really been busy. I've been working a lot lately, so, you know, I had to just get
your bones. You can move your bones.
Yes, you know, and I had to get a lot of things in order.
Like osteoporosis.
What is that noise?
I don't know.
That's Maya. She's using that phone. You know, you could click the button.
Hello?
Yes, why are we being muted?
I don't hear the noise anymore.
Me, I had to get rid of Maya. Maya.
Yes.
Okay, that's you. No, that's J-Rock.
That can't be me. I was on mute, and I'm going back on mute.
Ooh. It wasn't
really?
Him. Unmute Dev.
Your mother.
It's not. Oh, what you say about my mama?
Oh, shit.
Daddy, I've been buying.
Unmute Naima.
All right, so question, people. Am I getting the table for the Gagaween Ball? Are we all going?
I said I was
going
to be there.
I'm going, yeah.
Are you really going to sit there, London?
We said she could come and talk to us, but we don't want to know who she is. So she's
right,
going to
just
sit at the table and just have a conversation and then just get up and walk away.
I want London to get on Tiny Chat.
No,
I'm
London
coming. I'm coming in blackface. I'm coming in blackface, so I
yeah,
can blend in
you.
Girls.
I want London to get on Tiny
Chat. So you
come
dressed like Malala.
Let's all get on Tiny Chat, including London.
Then
yeah,
so
London. Naima, you know.
Naima, don't nobody want to see your meat on no tiny chat.
Oh, God.
Mm. London, come dressed as Milan, like, get face blood.
Child.
I know, I was looking for the doctor outfit to wear it, but I can't.
I ain't going to be able to eat.
London is a kid, y'all live.
But no, Alexa's been in school so much that she doesn't have time to do my hair anymore, so.
Oh. When did she do your hair?
What?
She did my hair when we went to the combo.
Oh, well, child, Naima had to do your hair this time.
Oh, Naima, you do hair? I thought you only do hair for Madame Tussauds wax factory doll.
Oh.
No, I don't.
No, but Naima, that queen really wants you. That queen that you recorded getting beat.
What queen I recorded getting beat?
In the villa.
You said, oh, in the villa. I didn't record that, child. That was somebody else that recorded that. But they tagged me in it because I was there.
No,
where's
but
the
Maya,
fight? I didn't see the fight.
Since we have 60 minutes left, Maya, you know, I want to do a 60 minutes Barbara Walters with you. Bring back Nicole's show.
Yeah.
So, Maya, did you get locked up in Philly?
No, I didn't get locked up. No.
Okay,
Maya,
so
I want you to know that I, wait, that next week, I was supposed to, we were supposed to do that show, and I lost listeners. We lost listeners because we were not able to do that interview with that boy because you were the only one with his phone number.
No,
right, Maya, what really happened? Talk to me because, you know, I got here, of course. Okay, do I have to,
What the
hell?
Oh, that's
oh,
my, who's watching a porn?
Oh, that's the Libra. It's the seven, the beat. Listen to it. Oh, shit. That's London. I'm a fuck the Libra up.
I'm going to.
What, Kevin? What, Kevin, bitch?
Why are we listening to this?
All right, that's
who is that reading like that?
Oh,
that's Khadija.
Rich, why do I want to dip all of a sudden?
I cannot.
Bitch, y'all made me pause my dance moms for this shit.
I am wasting good liquor over here.
I can't with that song.
Is that Maya?
No, that's not me.
That's London.
That was Naima.
Ooh,
oh,
Naima, you tried.
Girl, I had to pause my dance moms for that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was such a key.
My past is my past.
No,
oh, my
God,
she pulled my
hair. Her ass. And they could pull it with her head.
Oh, wow.
So, Maya, are you walking schoolboy this weekend, Maya?
Landing, girl.
No, someone sent me that question and asked you. I was just, you know, asking.
Yes, I'll be walking this weekend.
In your red bottoms.
Yeah.
So, do you really want to go to a ball after getting out of jail?
Oh.
My ass is my ass.
You know, somebody in the chat room said, how come y'all didn't ask Milan about that full focus while he was on the phone?
Because she said she thanked us for calling and she hung up with
me.
Because it was coming. It was, baby, it was in my mind.
Right, she had to get her point across and hung up. So.
Yeah, with the icon Rodney Prodigy on her other end.
Right.
On her defense team, yeah.
So she thanked us for calling.
I don't think Rodney was even on the phone.
Right. You made it seem like it was her power of attorney on the phone.
Not you defaming my character.
Well, whoever the spy or mole or rat or flunky or junkie that is that's in the Tea Party that reports back to him, you will no longer have opportunity to do that because that's what the aftermath is for, and we are very, and that's a very, very select group.
Exactly.
Right.
Only the elite, bitch.
Yes, and why was everyone put out of the Tea Party?
Because they told us when you got locked up, you start snitching on everybody.
Right, girl.
That's a damn lie. That's a damn lie.
You got locked, girl. The same Queen Bandit got you. You got locked, and it was some D's. We couldn't do that.
No, never. I'm not the white King
Kong.
Oh, girl. Well, yeah, they said that they transferred you to the men's side because everything down there was sagging. They didn't know you.
That's a low-hanging click.
Yeah, they had to take me to Rackers Island.
That is a low click.
So what is this that you talking about, Mark, that you said if anybody fill you up or something like that, or
do we have to go? Naima, do you want me to explain the story? Okay, this is the story in a nutshell. At the awards ball, I was the rubber man at the awards ball, point blank. I was groped and fondled and touched. All over the awards board. I was lit out of my mind. And I like.
Nobody got time for this.
I'm
going to tell y'all, I'm going to stop coming for my family.
Butterfly in the sky. The breakdown is, you know, you met up with the boy who robbed Ginger. You invited him to your own little house on the street. He robbed you. You beat him, and he got you locked.
And honey, if that was the kid, I'd have brought him to Kelly's cookout, and I would have had all the girls attack him.
Also, you was at Kelly's cookout.
Yes, he was at Kelly's cookout.
I thought he was down there with Miko Brand and no hands off.
No, Maya wasn't at the cookout.
Yes, who was?
Yes,
she was.
No, she wasn't there.
London and
Maybe the other side of her mouth was at
Oh shit!
You know she has
wide
jaws.
You said that with conviction, London.
Okay.
London, I read.
This one is the echo.
London. Line. If she get off the line watching Vogue next, and move away from her laptop, who can hear better?
No, Maya, if you take your phone off your neck, off the neck chain that you have, take the phone off.
Not her vocal microphone.
So, Landon, are you coming to the village tonight, Landon?
No, the village is too dark.
Hell, girl.
Well, only the places you go, the alleyway.
Oh.
Maya, will I see you rolling around?
Jay.
Rolling on the floors.
My ass is my ass. But I wouldn't be rolling on floors if I was worried.
No, if you were going out with Milan, you wouldn't be. You were riding four focuses.
You better. And we thank you for calling in.
You know what?
Thanks for calling in.
Sorry.
Maya, we have not heard a phone from you in so long.
Naima, I just got a message across. Who's the New York father of Ebony, Naima?
Who said that I was a who?
Who's the New York father of Ebony?
Nobody.
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 What kind of damn place going on down there?
Y'all trying to turn it. I'm about to get off this.
They're not trying to turn it, Naima. They're not trying to turn it. I'm going to put it to y'all like this. We're renovating.
Thank you. And pink slips have been handed out. Do not try to come for this house.
We're renovating right now. We're renovating.
So titles were snatched.
No, titles weren't snatched. We're just renovating, sweetie. Just renovating. That's all. Making more closet space. That's it.
Okay, because we was concerned.
Right, y'all. You're right.
Well, this right here
we
is none of y'all
concerned. I was concerned. I was concerned that people got text messages about.
Yes.
I was really concerned. I just, no.
Mm-mm.
Why are you no? I want to know. Are you all concerned about the next icon?
Well, who is the next icon?
Milan? I'm just asking if you all are concerned.
I'm concerned that she's going to be the next icon if that's the case.
But who's about to be an icon?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking, are you all concerned about who will be the next icon?
I'm not concerned, but there's only a few people that I really consider that's legendary that needs to be an icon. It's some people that's overdue.
Okay, so who's overdue?
Stephanie Milan.
Stephanie Milan?
Yeah.
Who else?
I give you that. Who else?
Who?
Jasmine Couture.
Jasmine Couture is an icon.
Bet.
Oh, yes.
Maya, you've been locked for too long.
Right, half the world is icons now. You've been locked up all the time.
The only person I can say is Khadija because her ass is her ass.
Denied. Next.
Okay, so you just think that Stephanie needs to be an icon?
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's the only person that can come to mind.
If they make Stephanie an icon, you know, can we just have like international icons, you know, icons from different countries then? Cause
I got ninjas across the country, honey, across the overseas, bitch, and I'm not going through all that. We all got chapters overseas. Well, most of us got chapters overseas.
But how is she going to be legendary international? She's walking in the city.
I would give Stephanie Milan an icon status before I gave majority of these girls who got one now because of her motherfucking standing ability. Bitch, you are forever. Bitch, you ain't even got to be known as anything other than Stephanie. That's how much your motherfucking name sits.
Okay.
But
so.
Maya, was that? Are you serious about you seeing Stephanie as an icon?
No, I'm like dead serious, yes.
Okay, well, my opinion, you know, I see she turns her category down, you know, 100%. But, you know, I never see her traveling. I never see her on a panel. You know, she never did anything for the forum.
I'm going to say this. You can have a girl travel to all 50 states, wherever you have a bar. It only takes one bitch at one bar to turn the whole bar upside down. Every bar that lady has walked, she has turned it.
No, yeah, she turned it, but a Peggy and Prada has always been able to stand right on her coattail, though.
But Peggy is an icon.
It's a difference, though. Stephanie's been doing this before half of you were born.
No, she
right,
hasn't.
I remember I had taste when she was an extravaganza.
Right.
So then would y'all consider her a local icon, then?
No,
yeah,
a local icon.
Because like Maya said, her name rings bells wherever you go, and that's the point of an icon. Because, I mean, honestly, let's be honest here, and I'm not trying to read him because I don't know him, but you know how many people, in the last month have said to me that used to walk balls when I walk balls, say, who's Camaro Blahnik? If you're a legend or icon, people should know you.
Oh.
I'm not trying to read him at all. Like, I'm really not coming for him. But at the same time, because I don't want to, like, make this a blonic type of thing. Nobody's attacking them or nothing like that. But I've had four different people in the last month say to me, well, who's Camaro Blahnik? And I'm like, I can't explain it because I actually only know him from the realness part, but I don't think it's legendary. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I mean,
Maya, just because you used to babysit Pepe La Beja does not mean you know about.
Yes. I'm off of being Dorian Corey's nursemaid. You better get me.
I'm back. What did I miss? A lot.
That is old.
No, seriously, I went to take a shower.
Oh, well, we have you that you smell good.
You should
be concerned. I have 9 people on their way over.
Gonna bail you over that bush.
It's Dark Claw 2, the second cover.
No, it's called Red Tails over here. Thank you very much.
Oh,
oh yeah. Come on, Red Tails.
Oh, agree. But,
okay,
yeah,
so.
I got to say, I got to believe, like, when I say it like that, I believe that Stephanie, because, first of all, her name has set from city, state to state. You would be honored. Now, apart from her sitting on judges' panels, Ain't nobody got. I mean, I got to be honest. The way we know judges handle nowadays, a lot of girls who set up handles need to take a break from setting up handles and let girls like Stephanie Millard and a lot of them set up handles.
Okay,
and it's no shame.
I have a question. Now, Stephanie's mother, don't say she brings her category, but she be so, like, not saying she be nervous, but, you know, she don't seem like a person that could sit on a panel or not. You know,
she does.
Stephanie Malone stays on the panel. She used to stay on the panel. She lived there, like,
okay,
back
so,
in, like, the early 2000s, yeah.
That just gave me what I wanted, because I didn't know she was a lesbian. So, who said she'd never been on the panel before and never did anything for the ballroom?
Well, honestly,
I said that recently. I haven't seen her. She doesn't really travel like that and do anything like.
I don't really think you need to travel, though.
Not really travel, but, you know, it's just she doesn't really do anything for the ballroom.
Okay,
thing.
Let's compare.
But child,
let's,
you got 20 years in the game, child. I really don't think you need to
okay,
travel.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Let's compare this. Little Diva Divine. That little girl came out and she walked the runway. They were listening for her. She walked down the stage. But every ball she walked, she stormed and she sweat.
No,
and
she deserves it for her
no,
starting
I'm
at
not,
seven.
I'm,
for her
finish.
Starting at seven and being 12 right now, that little girl deserves a legendary status. I'm sorry. She's a little. First of all, she came in as a little girl. And she turned and she's beat everybody. A whole female figure category.
I'm going to leave that alone. I really am.
She beat
Giselle Extravaganza. That's all that needs to be said. No, let me see this. It doesn't matter who she be. Let me explain something.
I don't see her for legendary status either.
I don't either.
I'm not saying that I don't see her for it, but how
well,
long...
I'm saying it.
What's the rules? The rules are, in order to be a legendary status, you have to be walking for how many years? 10, correct?
Pony didn't walk for 10 years. Pony didn't walk for 10 years to become a legend, and neither
now,
did
The original rule was 3 to 5.
Right, 3 to 5 with the
three to, 3 to 5 for be, 3 for being regional and 5 for being overall.
I could have swore it was 10 back in the day. I wish I could.
No, it was never 10.
Okay.
No, if you made a really hard impact within your 3 to 5 year mark, you became a legend before your time. Many people became legends before they. Andre was legendary before his time.
Okay, so I have a question. So
Andre DVD.
Andre Mizrahi. Oh, excuse me, Andre. You know, father.
So I understand a lot of people walk and stuff like that, but every boy I've done either YouTube or seen or whatever the case may be, Stephanie has won. Now, she's impact every ball, whatever the category is called for, she brings it, correct?
Correct.
Right. So, I don't understand if it's from back in the day until today, why isn't she an icon if it takes 3 to 5 to be a legend?
Well, if you really think about it, Stephanie walked something different as an extravagant. She wasn't a label villain at that time.
Okay,
that's the reason why she should have been an icon, though.
Because
her category that she was originally, her original category, she was actually legendary for.
Right. Now, how long has she been Mother Milan?
She's not Mother Milan anymore. She's not
well,
even
she
a Milan.
Well, she was Mother Milan for the better part of like 10 years.
Thank you. And I think the time she was Mother Milan, she's been turning it.
Right, but she turns it as Stephanie anyway. She could be anywhere, and
now,
she don't have to be Milan. She
say
be,
that
again. That's why I really think she deserves
it. She was a Milan
she,
for like 7 years.
So
right.
Why did you say, why is this lady not an icon?
Because she's not. She can't sit with them. She doesn't sit with the rest of them. It's all. It's a political little ploy. You don't.
It
see,
is
you don't see the people that are icons.
You might be an icon, but are you iconic?
Right, exactly.
I think she's iconic, don't get me wrong.
No, that's the whole difference. See, Stephanie is iconic. The other people are icons, so there is a difference.
I get you. But I still think they need to get
so, Maya, what icon or legend was you talking about this with in jail?
The who?
I was about to say her name, but that was going to get me red. Oh, I was about to say her name, that was going to get me red.
Landon.
Huh.
Yeah, Maya.
What did you say?
So what icon or legend was you talking about this with in jail? Because this topic came out of nowhere.
Why, you sitting with your need? The bitches are in there sewing a quilt together.
No, we be just talking. He asked the question. He said, "Who do y'all see to be the next icon?" Remember?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Take it down.
Maya, I have a question for you. You may know this. Is it true that the Candy World Ball is going to be an all-Mizzle panel?
I can live with that.
I cannot answer that.
You cannot answer that. Well, call TJ and ask him.
But I can live with that, though.
Did y'all not hear the siren the last time I mentioned this ball? I don't think that that ball was supposed to be talked about on this show
right now. Okay.
Well,
right, yeah.
In that case, then, anybody who throws a house ball, I think it should always be your own personal members on the panel.
No, that's not fair.
Yes, it is.
No, because what if your own members got the same girlfriend in each house? Y'all all hang out together. That's not
fair.
Well,
I don't use nobody in none of
my
house.
No, but especially not a ball where your house members walk their own balls.
Well, they're not. No, if you're not allowed to, I don't think. Well,
I say fuck all that, and you pay some motherfucking professional judges to judge your shit. That's when you know if a bitch is real, if a shit is real, and if she's turning. Fuck the girls on the panel. I don't need no legends on my panel. Give me some professional motherfucking white judges. That's going to hit it.
That's what happened with these strappers. They called their balls.
The numbers are dropping.
That's why I got to La Beja red, because they have the white queens judging the balls.
Jesus be a biscuit.
Oh, wait a minute. I just heard a very, very, very thing.
Did somebody say Jesus is a biscuit?
Yeah.
Oh, child. Jason, what did you just say?
Somebody said Jesus was a biscuit.
No, child. You said right before that.
No, I said you have your members walk the ball. That way the money stays in the house.
Oh, I thought you said the numbers are dropping.
Yeah, the numbers are dropping. So y'all need to pick it up. They can't call in now.
Right.
But I know I haven't been calling in because I've been doing some, you know, very important things.
You've been having that boy in L.A. that sold ginger shit.
No, No. But let's be.
Call him right now. Yeah, call him right now.
I don't even have the number anymore.
Come on, Maya.
Jesus.
I don't even have the same
switchboard ejector, please. Thank you. Not at all.
I don't have the same phone anymore.
Switchboard, Maya has lost her intro.
Right. And her privilege. She is not just a regular call-in. She will not get per diem. You will not put her immediately in queue. She will earn that privilege back.
Don't you try it.
Too late.
With an interview.
All those in favor?
Aye.
It has been moved and seconded. You are stripped of your title, your intro, and your per diem.
But, you know what?
And you don't even
you
have
are no longer in. A premium member of the tea party.
That's how we do it on the tea party.
Maya, there's room on the lawn show for you, remember?
Yes, because you are still part of that show.
We don't know if we gonna. You might have some more room because Fred was kicking with us, so you know how Milan don't like that.
He best to keep it moving. I know how to be for
because I woke up to get me.
Why you sound like she gonna beat you like a slave?
Because I woke up to get me a cold pop.
Jason.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, I can't get that shit out of my mind with you, with Jasmine playing that song, and you saying, I was born with a hand.
Oh.
I get that out of my head. I cannot go on.
Oh, my God. Somebody posted, oh, my God, Mother Brooklyn, Mother Mona, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yes, for that Ford Focus.
No, not for that Ford Focus, but if you have in your computer... Please hit refresh.
Because
I cannot take this bubble A. Oh, Jesus be a biscuit in my life.
No, ma'am. Hey, y'all do a line right there. The black one.
Y'all not going to have this key.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have this key, and I ain't got no computer.
And especially to be in the kiddie pool, are you? Come on.
Is she dressed like the mermaid?
So Naima, judging from the pic, do you think it's hard?
Wait a minute, I had to go to it. Hold on.
You said wow.
Which one? Oh, hold on, let me go back to it.
The one with the cakes for days.
This picture is so photoshopped.
Naima, you know how you have to massage your hard booty when you're a femme queen.
Oh. My booty is not hard.
Girl.
I'm saying femme queens in general.
But I don't think Malone's ass is hard, though. Y'all talking to somebody who felt it?
If his ass is hard, that's not sealed in. That's like fix a flash.
Well, honey, whatever it is that's in there. I'm not gonna front. It look appealing to me, honey. On the, you know, on how it looks outside. What do y'all mean, child? I was just saying. Y'all mean to tell me y'all wouldn't smash?
Hell no.
No.
Not knowing what I know.
No, I would not Hulk smash. I would not Hulk smash for nothing.
Well, what do you know then?
No, you ain't gonna see. You tried to get it. You asked the question.
This is a
hell no.
I am sick and tired of y'all. Kelly said we live in the unapologetic era.
Excuse me. You be specific when you say you sick, because I say what I need to say.
Oh, okay.
Thank
and ain't
you.
A bitch going to hit me in my I'm in my Kelly voice, and ain't a bitch going to hit me in my mouth.
That's Devin been apologetic and holding back.
I didn't
well, then,
apologize.
Devin, you said is knowing what I would know, then what is it that I know?
But Jason, when you were in Kelly voice just now, why did you say that so hard?
Right. I left that one alone.
Moving down the street.
Not that much. Okay, girl. In honesty and fairness, bitch, not knowing that conga line that I did around that pussy. Now, man, I'm not going to get there.
That conga
now,
line.
Yeah.
But it's no shade, though, and I'm not jumping on nobody's side or anything. The only difference in some people supposedly knowing what that man did and what other people don't know is that he, you know, some of his business put out on Front Street. Like Fred said inside the endless room, it's a bunch of bitches pointing fingers and stuff like that. When knowing that they got skeletons in their closet, like Jason said, knowing they got skeletons in their closet and knowing that they doing shit that they wouldn't want nobody else to put on blast or find out. So really ain't nobody else no better than anybody else. I'm a hoe, but I pay it.
I put myself out on Front Street in a state of emergency months ago on here, so it's not a bitch that can call in here and say anything about me. Once I put it out there that, yes, I used to do drag, yes, I pulled a stunt or two, and yes, I, at one point in time, I was even in behind bars. So it's not a bitch that can say anything about me that I can't say about myself, because, see, one thing my mother taught me is I'm going to say it and I'm going to make a joke out of it before you can, so that when you open your mouth to spill my tea, it's already out there, bitch, and you going to look motherfucking stupid. So I can throw pickup rocks and throw them at glass houses because I can, because I'm going to do that, because if
exactly.
I'm going to talk about me, I'm going to talk about you. But it's the uppity bitches that want to be A-listers that want to throw stones and say they're so concerned about a motherfucker, but they not saying what they do. Bitch, if you a motherfucking escort, you be proud to be a motherfucking escort.
Exactly.
You be the best motherfucking escort you can be. If you like the munch trade, bitch, you be the best trade munching motherfucker out there next to Mark.
Okay.
No, but you know.
Yes. You
know,
put
I'm
that
really,
out there.
I'm really not ashamed, but I kick little kids that look at me up and down and say.
London.
I'm not ashamed.
London.
And are we trying to say that Milan, you know, paid class?
Oh my God. London, you almost killed me. I was just swallowing a cherry berry blizzard when you said that.
Yeah, that's what it's called now.
Cherry berry. What is this from a cafe?
Yeah, that's what it's called there. That's nasty.
Yeah. Get your ass up.
Anyway, Naima,
great.
I am so not,
Jason.
And wait a minute, first of all, let me be the first one to admit, bitch, I got enough skeletons in this motherfucker to fill a graveyard. But that's beside
Damn,
the point.
Damn, bitch, that's scary.
Yes, it is. But,
okay.
I mean, hey,
I know,
is it
you
is.
You probably have a graveyard on the cotton site that you were speaking of.
You know what? I ain't got to do that. I look at England's medal count, I look at America's medal count, and I leave it alone. Anyway,
Well, I have skeletons in my closet. I'll put anything I want out there. But, yes, I do read a lot of you whores for nasty, disgusting filth. And I'm going to keep on reading because I can read. I got a motherfucking job. I got a place to live. And I ain't got to ask none of you bitches for a motherfucking thing. And I'm going to keep reading you filthy every time you act just like Naima said. At least I don't act that way. I am one of the most ghetto people you ever want to meet. I am not ashamed to put anything I done did out there, and I'm still going to keep reading you, and I'm going to come right to your group and keep reading you. So it's not going to be.
I mean, so Jason, for me going for that one point,
what'd you say,
going
Naima?
For that, like you were saying, Naima, I was like, okay, this is Harry. If you ask me what it is, then I got to tell you the reason why I'm not going to do it. It's not nothing about skeletons. It's motherfuckers who just want to fuck around with her that fucked around with one person.
But what was you going to say, Naima? I'm sorry. What was you going to say, Naima?
I mean, you know, it's just that, you know, that whole, my whole thing is the whole point of the fingers or whatever, you know, we all have pointed fingers and we all can point fingers or whatever until our shit gets put on blast and then it's like, you know, we don't, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm just giving my opinion. Y'all say his ass is hard and it's all the same and the other. I say I don't think it is or whatever the case may be. Whatever that, I'll tell you this much.
No, listen, Naima, listen, we don't really have a problem with Milan. We're sitting here reading and keying and having a good time. It's the same thing we do online. It's the same thing anything else. I'm sure whenever you get into something with somebody online or whenever somebody try you, you going on with your day the next day just like nothing happened the night before.
Yeah.
So it's really not really like a real deal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not really targeting Milan. We're having fun with Milan because Milan wanted to have fun with Tiffany and his group. So this is what we're doing tonight. We're not really attacking her because we really don't know her and we really don't give a fuck about her.
You can go through the blatant bullshit, but I'm going to go through the motherfucking hypocrisy. And I don't give a fuck what nobody say. And that's the thing I got with. I don't care about what you say about these people. It's the fact that you got motherfuckers that you hang around that do just as much bullshit as we do. If you not doing it yourself, that's where my problem will forever come in. Don't go through this bullshit about being concerned, because it's a fool.
You're not concerned
with me and do something for tabloids. Like I told Jason earlier, I'm not going to go through that song and dance with you. You can turn around and make sure, you can turn around and do this shit, but if you turn around and do this shit, remember that you've done enough shit that people can make fun of for life. I could go through the list. The child used to live in my city.
I mean, where is your concern for Vicky when she's high, out of her mind, doing interviews? Where is your concern there? Where is your concern when she is drunk and stoned doing her interviews? Why aren't you talking? Why didn't you post pictures of her stoned out of her mind and say, I'm concerned for you. If I catch you doing this again, I'm going to take my belt off and I'm going to beat you. Where is your concern for that? Don't throw rocks at this door if you don't want us to throw rocks back at your door.
Right.
For every person in this room that is doing something, you got 10 people in that room that's doing more. No one on this show or any other show is better or greater than anybody else. Because the only person I know that's greater than anybody on earth, he died for my motherfucking sins. And he ain't here.
Well,
I just don't understand how he's going to come on there and try that and say something like, I was just so concerned about you because my friend died from coke. So, and I'm like, so you've never snorted before? You've never done anything before? You never drank before?
No.
I mean, just like Jason said, we're concerned about you getting locked for this Lamborghini that you're about to get. If you're a guy.
We're concerned about the motherfucking cars you stunted. No, girl, let me stop. We concerned about those balls that never finished. We concerned about the.
Can we have
cars.
A moment of silence for Milan's name?
I got gas.
We having a moment of silence. Ah, man. Let's go.
We need another moment of silence for Milan's Lamborghini because it's just dead.
Let us bow.
A moment of silence for that focus moment.
Okay,
now. Naima, have you ever felt this case?
No.
Have you ever been in his cake?
Mm-mm.
And for the low, low price of $29.95, you can't be.
Ooh,
they
look
cakes
so
stretched.
I mean, but they look sad to me though, bitch. I'm not going.
I don't take away from nobody's beauty.
But I do.
Beautiful tonight.
Yeah, I mean, no.
I'm wearing an evening gown to Gagaween. Raquel is making it.
Word.
Well, that's gonna be a sickening gown,
bitch.
Yeah, but she's not painting me. She's just making my gown.
Why not?
I don't want to be painted like I'm a drag.
Well, I'm wearing Michelle Obama's inaugural gown.
Bitch, you better work. Although y'all are about the same height, so that's about right. So yeah.
Oh shit.
That's about right.
I'm getting Jennifer Lopez to make my gown because I need some booty room.
So what is everyone wearing? Devin, what are you wearing?
I was thinking about still doing the Jennifer Lopez dress from the Grammys, but.
No, ma'am. I just said that. You are a fucking hater.
Girl, hey, bitch, no.
Naima, are you going to wear a construction worker outfit?
Okay, well, I'm coming as the Wicked Witch Elphaba from the play Wicked.
Oh, okay.
Because I can only
oh
do
God.
One costume change.
Well, I decided that I was going to do, I'll do Bjork, and I'll do her swan dress.
I know London Cheeks making me choke.
So basically all
Maya,
all the men at the tea party are coming in drag.
No, I'm coming. No.
Oh,
I don't do drags, baby. No, I won't be there.
Mark, you doing thug drag now.
See, but I wasn't
saying
that to him.
You know what's really thug about you? Those pants. Those are thug.
Only thing
if it was 1982 and you were a former rapper.
Am I still on here?
Who?
Hello?
Who? Oh, girl.
Nicole, what are you wearing?
Hello?
Somebody just sent me a message saying Nikki is coming as the James and the Giant Peach.
Why are y'all getting me?
Oh, my God. I can't. I'm going to be good night. Thanks for calling. I am done.
And why y'all getting me again?
I did not do that.
That was not me. I had nothing to do with
that.
That
was a message from the red.
That was a message, Nicole. That wasn't us. That was a message.
That
was
my night. Are you walking, Nicole?
We did not send for you.
Come on, be nice to me, y'all.
We did not send for you.
We didn't do
we
it.
We promise you, we did not do that.
I didn't.
Who's that? Is that Tiffany?
Ooh. What? Bitch.
My sister's voice is not that deep.
Right.
Ooh. No, not the other girl.
Oh. I'm a woman.
Did Tiffany come back?
I'm not a girl, I'm a woman.
I know,
I'm
Jesus.
A lady.
I'm a full-grown woman.
Are you walking?
Why?
Yeah, go ahead.
Coming out.
I just got back on. I had went out to the store to get some cigarettes because y'all made me smoke all my cigarettes.
I'm walking the hills.
Wait a
have
minute,
eyes.
You was chain smoking?
Girl.
Baby,
when
after
you
the way
the
Jason, after the way Jason was going in, baby, I was smoking two at once.
So.
Ooh, no.
Jason, are we still going to this bar?
What?
188? What'd you say, J-Rock?
Are we still going to this bar to get that $2,012?
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, then we gonna hit it. Then we gonna hit it to the Rodeo ball.
Okay.
we gonna go. We gotta get there in that first hour because it's free.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, it's free all night.
No, it's free because you gotta walk performance.
Oh.
No, honestly, is y'all going to watch the throne?
Mm-mm.
We've been watching
on the
throne.
I wanted to go, but I don't think I'm ready to go.
I'm gonna be sitting on the throne.
Oh. I'm going to that ball.
I think you should go. I think you should walk.
I'm sitting on the throne.
Yes, honey, I'm gonna be sitting on the throne.
Wait a minute, when is it? November?
The date
number 29. We cannot
promote
their ball.
Hold on 1 second. I just got a message in my inbox, and it says to tell that man with the cork in his nose to keep it cute. She sounds like she got a wine top in her nose.
Who got a cork in her nose?
Oh.
Me?
The person, I think that's directed towards you, not J. Rod. What's your name again, child?
How the hell she forget my name?
Huh?
Dev?
Me?
Oh, shit, Devin?
Devin, yeah, it's towards you, Devin.
Oh, he said keep it cute for what?
The person said, tell that man with the cork in her nose to keep it cute. She sounds like she got a wine top in her nose.
Who? Well, who did it come from?
Well, I can't tell you that, but I...
Well, tell him to call in. They can't call in.
Trust and believe, honey.
Well,
oh,
no, because in order to be able to say all
Nicole,
that, you got to be listening.
All right, the person said the Nicole child. Okay, so Nicole, that was directed towards you.
Damn, now I got a cork in my nose. I don't
know. Oh, shit.
Nicole,
girl,
you
got
are
enemies.
Are you finally going to come out and walk the Gagaween ball?
Girl, you got enemies everywhere.
I know. Everybody hates me. I don't know why.
Are you going to walk Gagaween, Nicole?
I don't know. I might go, though.
You should go.
I'm going because my sister's going.
Oh, here we go.
Who's going?
Oh, do you know if your sister's on a team? Is she a captain or anything?
See, nah, she's not a captain, but she's one of the, like, surprise Grammys or whatever.
Oh, what?
So that's
an honor well deserved.
All right,
say it again.
I said that is an honor well deserved. Because she has paved the way.
Yes, she has.
So, Nicole, what are you walking?
I don't think I'm walking, J-Rob.
they said it sound like he got dried up nuts in his nose. Oh, my God. Get him off the show. Delete now.
Who are they talking about?
Right.
They're talking about Nicole.
Nicole don't sound like she snuffled.
You know they're going to talk about me no matter what. They'll find something to say.
Girl,
I don't care.
I can't deal with this. I'm about to go smoke this blunt.
I'm about to make
I just smoked that blunt.
Be concerned that I'm about to smoke a blunt.
Be concerned that
I am concerned, brother.
Favorite.
Do you need help? Do you want me to get you some help?
I used to be concerned that I'm smoking blunts and I'm dipping them in dippers.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
That's you dipping.
You smoking Halo?
Oh, Jesus.
Are you smoking Halo, man?
Oh,
what's
my
that?
God,
really
be concerned that it's a line around the corner, a man
so
trying to
so
get in my house.
Concern, I want to ask you something. So this tea about Milan right there, Milan,
oh
that,
God,
here
she goes.
That, what's the name, just that London had wrote. Is that true about him, something with this Barry Gordy tea or something, him and his brother?
Yes,
doing?
You didn't see his YouTube about that when he did the interview with Vicky Gotti?
That's behind the scenes.
About her third distant long
you didn't
distance
see that, Naima. How did you miss that Vicky Gotti interview?
I didn't, cause you know I really don't be watching Vicky Gotti videos like that unless somebody tell me about it.
Well, it was posted.
There's a part 4 that it never came out, or a part 3 or something.
Okay, now go ahead, Jason. What you say?
I didn't say nothing.
Supposedly
I just said you gotta catch the Vicky Gotti
And he talks about this?
He talks about his family,
what's
his background history, how he's related to Barry. Oh, my God. Why am I giving this man's bio? I gave his bio already.
It was on the news years ago.
I talked about Black Claw Uncut. That's the movie. I already talked about that movie, Black Claw Uncut.
Wait a minute. You said it was on the news years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my
girl.
God.
Is your hair blonde?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Y'all talking about y'all? No, wait a minute. Because I had seen a story or a movie or something like that. I think it was.
I think that was Will Smith or somebody that acted in it.
Right? Naima, you are too You, Naima, you are two chromosomes away from being completely super yellow.
Wait, you said Milan was in that movie?
Oh,
it was
God.
Based on, it was based on Milan.
Oh.
Right.
Well, oh,
let me
hang
up this goddamn phone because y'all all trying it.
Just like that cartoon movie.
What cartoon movie?
Fern Gully.
Bitch, I'm
Fern
bitch.
Gully. Black hole. So, I just got the tea that Milan made a fake profile and tried to steal Paris and Michael Jackson kids' money.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
How he saw it, though.
That's what
oh, God damn.
And that's
damn.
Why Jackson said. And that's why the Jackson family was in a, you know, uproar.
Oh, see.
But isn't he related to them? No,
yes.
But don't you
no,
know
he's related,
to,
he's related
to
Michael Jackson godfather, Barry Gordy.
Yeah.
Well, no, he would
oh.
still be related to the Jacksons, because remember, Jermaine Jackson used to be married to Barry
oh,
Gordy.
Oh,
right, so he's related to Mary.
Barry Gordy's daughter, and then
Hazel?
His uncle died. So he tried to sue that other side of his family, not his family, but, you know, through marriage.
Oh.
Wait, what is this that y'all keep talking about, suing family members? He sued his family member
before? That was the settlement that I'm reading?
I don't know nothing about that, honey. You got to ask her. All I know is she's related by marriage to Barry Gordy, and she's got a Lamborghini coming from Japan.
Yeah, they just settled it out of
it's in Arizona.
That's being accessorized.
It's in Arizona.
Wider than the Great Wall of China.
Chill.
And she had her hole rebuilt with Play-Doh.
Oh.
J-Rock, can we go get you to get your, can you get on your battleship?
But from the pictures I've seen, it didn't look like your pole was all wore out.
Chill.
I want to see them pictures.
I love you.
Where can I see them pictures at?
Not
even just, you know.
Child. I don't believe
that
she's
in
all
indirect
really
way,
she
is subliminally reading, and she's trying to carry, girl, Mariah.
What?
Girl, Naima.
Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she got naturally. Because
right now she's Mariah carrying.
Not Mariah carrying.
Did y'all like when Milan had that blonde beard?
Did we
that
like anything that Milan had?
That was so Photoshop. How did you get rid of that fast?
The blonde beard.
Yeah, I don't give all this about this shit. I'm done talking about this damn pretend socialite. Can we move on? London, we got 10 minutes left. We need you to do your list, please.
Yeah, what's up with that list? What else?
The scandal sheet.
The list is actually a list of reads. I read the whole cast. If you guys weren't trying to talk over me, you could have heard it.
I heard
Ooh.
Every word, Nike.
I did.
I heard every word. The only one I didn't hear was the read about Harold.
No, I heard that birthmark read. I like Harold.
Well,
you love Harold? No, I don't love him. I like him.
You love
him. In London, you're going to keep. No, I don't love him, but I like him. I think I think his house is nice. He loves you too, baby.
We sure of it.
Yeah, he's a sweet man.
Until you got one of the kids, he wanted his house, and then he steamrolled and read the dog shit out of you to get the child in his house, then you
oh,
should be
no.
fine.
Well,
that was
maybe
what Milan said. That was what I said.
Well,
alrighty
then.
Well, we got 9 minutes. We need
I gotta honestly say, this was the hottest fucking show that y'all had in a long time.
Right, and yeah. I like how we got into, like, we went straight into our little aftermath, you know, without even thinking about the show any longer.
Because it was for us.
Right. So
no, because I got 9 dates lined up. And they gonna all fuck me raw.
Jason,
bitch,
you
ain't got time to do that because you
got. I got 9
me.
Dates and they gonna all fuck me raw, and I'm gonna put it on my computer, and I'm gonna smoke these 9 blunts, and I'm gonna say, "Give it to me, Jiggy. Give it to me, Jiggy. Give it to me, Jiggy."
I can't. Jason, you gotta say a lot of prayers tonight.
You gotta fuck me, Jiggy. Yes, Jiggy Jive.
I can't with Jiggy Jive. You know what? Good night, everybody. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, Jiggy, I can't, Jiggy. Please fuck me, Jiggy.
Thank
fuck
you, Jiggy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Before we hang up, can you do me a favor, please?
Oh, my God.
Jason.
Uh-huh.
Before you go to sleep, you need to say 9 Hail Marys and 9
sure.
Our Father.
Girl, I ain't got time for
that.
They gon'
save her. Now, she ain't Catholic. Mama, like, good in Pentecostal. She gonna have to go back to the altar, honey. We ain't doing none of that, child. She going straight to the altar come Sunday.
Well, I'm
going
to give my
you
goodbyes
like,
because
you like
I'm going to say to all the people, thank you for listening. Thank you for Facebooking. Thank you for being there. Thank
and
you,
thank
CEO.
Thank you for being you.
Thank you, CEO. I love you all for loving me. I'm going to continue to be me. And I'll see you all next Tuesday.
And I will be waiting with bells on.
I just want to say,
fuck me, Jiggy Jaw. Fuck me, Jiggy
Jaw.
Oh, God.
Well, I just want to say goodnight to everyone.
I'm
going to
say thank you for calling here.
Good night to everyone. I will see whoever this weekend at the Latex Ball.
I'll see
yeah.
you there.
You there.
London, I love you. You was a king. I can't wait to see you and talk to you.
I just want to tell everybody good night. I'm about to hop in my Ford Focus and head on to the mall. What color is it?
Are we going to do an aftermath? CEO, are we doing an aftermath? I can do one for about 20 minutes.
All right,
we
can do a half hour. We can do a half hour aftermath.
You got to call
me. I have
Carter.
Like a 9.
J-Rock,
what color is your Ford Focus?
Mine is gray.
Mine is silver with black trimming.
Mine is black because I like black. So.
You don't have it fully detailed? With a custom paint job.
You made it
accessorized? I don't know the word for it.
Accessorized.
Give it to me, Jiggy. Give it to me, Jiggy.
Oh,
no,
God. But, I love you all. I love you all. Seriously, I love you all, and thank you.
I really love you too, London.
Whatever card
I love you, London.
Whatever college car dealership you do go in, please be sure to use the registration and make sure they are sending it to the right address. And I thank you.
Oh, my God.
Are your bills being paid?
Oh, are your bills piling up? I guess I'll just wait for her to just cut us off.
Oh,
roof.
My God. Y'all talk the fucking monster tonight.
God.
I'm over here crying.
Before we hang up, I have to honestly say something.
Oh,
and I thank all of y'all for not getting
God.
Up tonight.
I was born with my hand.
Hey, wait, Nicole was talking. Wait, Nicole, what were you saying?
I would like to thank all of y'all for not getting me tonight, and I would like to thank all of y'all for getting someone else.
Oh, God.
It was a pleasure.
Oh, God. Oh, baby.
No, Jason, I will pray for you tonight.
Please do.
Personally.
No, don't pray for me. Pray with me. I don't like people praying for me.
Because I don't know if you're praying.
Hey, we have a caller really quickly. 973-573, you're live on the air.
What up, y'all? I didn't even mean to press 1. This is RJ Catastrophe up in the Q room. What's up?
Oh, girl, get off out, RJ.
Hello, RJ.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Oh, really, RJ? You don't want to answer my messages back?
No, he sounds like a man.
I did answer your message back.
I want to know what the message said.
I want to thank y'all for calling in. Y'all have a good night.
Oh my God.